Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Upcoming broadcast brought to you by Ticketmaster. Warriors head to Minnesota on Sunday, 3:30, the airtime, 4 o'clock of the tip for that. And, of course, get the look at the T-Wolves. Last time we saw the T-Wolves, Draymond Green got suspended because of the kind of back and forth Klay Thompson had with Jalen McDaniels. Turned out Rudy Gobert stepped in and grabbed Klay, which is a basketball no-no. It's a no-no. You'll grab the other guy, the other player. Grab your guy. Draymond came in, got a little too rambunctious.
No, Nelly pulled him. Nelly said, always grab your player. Just don't grab your player. You might get hit.
Well, back then, you could,
okay, that makes
you could,
sense to
you
me.
Could grab a guy, throw him to the floor, and they go, just cut it out.
Yeah. No, it's a different era, Dan.
It is.
No such thing as flagrant.
Hey, the electrifying player of the game brought to you by Toyota. Man, I think you got to give it to Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah.
26 points, 11 assists, and a couple of huge threes tonight. He has his stroke going again. Brought to you by Toyota, class-leading MPG. More hybrid models than any other brand. Toyota, let's go places.
And not just the 11 assists, only one turnover to go with it. He kind of orchestrated everything out there for the Pacers. The Warriors just... It was too sloppy in the second half. Breakdowns, transition defense was awful. They weren't locating players because the Pacers were playing with such pace. They were really pushing it up, which they always do. You should be ready for that. But they were just having a hard time locating guys once they got back on defense. They were penetrating, kicking out, penetrating, kicking out. Then they'd take shots too far in or take shots with guys who have wingspan, trying to take it in front of them. Pacers had 7 block shots as a team in the second half. I mean, they did a great job of that. The Warriors turned the ball over 11 times in the second half. Some of them were just egregious, where you just throw it right to the other player. And then you don't get back on defense. And you said 12. I think that sounds about right. Probably 6 buckets, where there were just layups. They were just throwing ahead layups, and nobody's back. And, like, that shouldn't happen. If they run a fast break on you, 2-on-1, 3-on-2, something like that, okay, I get it. But not you're going to throw it over the defense and just catch it, dribble it once, and lay it up. Like, it's a warm-up line layup. I mean, that shouldn't happen. And it just the second half, it happened toward the end of the first half, or really this thing started getting going in the end of the first half, and then it just continued on in the second half. The third quarter is when they just completely took control offensively. Defensively, the Pacers were really good, and the Warriors just didn't have many answers. And again, I think the frustrating part for me is a lot of those buckets were just they're just easy. Here, we're not because you earned it, and I'll give them credit for the outlet passes. They're tremendous outlet passes. Not because you ran something that was really, really nice. Not because you executed really, really well. It was we just didn't get back on defense. We didn't get back on defense, and they scored. That to me was the most frustrating part about that, about the game and about the third quarter was all the buckets they got were. You know, I don't want to say they didn't earn them because you did earn them. You get the rebound, you outlet pass, but you didn't even make them work. They just threw it over the defense, catch it, dribble, score.
You know, the third quarter, the one I remember, the Warriors came down, made a bucket, you know, starting to stem the tide, and then they don't. They got back, but they weren't. You know, they weren't. There's no sense of urgency about getting back. So Nembhard cruises down underneath the bucket, gets a pass, and gets a layup.
Yeah,
because they decide, you know, hey. We just got to jog back. Everything will be okay. They'll walk the ball up. No, they threw it right over the top, get a layup.
Yeah, there were 26 fast break points. 26. That's a ton. Now, the Warriors had 19.
And you know, the numbers, and, you know, they see the numbers in transition were high for Indiana. They're
that's
one of the
what
best
they do.
Out. Yeah.
That's who they are. That's who they've been this year. So it would just, you know, and then I thought the Pacers did a much better job of trapping and swarming Klay and Steph in the second half. Between the two, they were 12 for 20, both 6 for 10 in the first half. Klay got off to a great start, so did Steph. Second half combined, 3 for 19. Warriors aren't going to win a lot of games when those guys are 3 for 19.5.
No.
There's not. And Clay didn't make a bucket. Steph was 3 for 14. And a couple of those were desperation shots at the end. But even if you take away those, 3 for 17, they were better defensively. I mean, the Pacers have been much better defensively over the last few weeks. Early on, it was just a sieve. Like, literally 123. They had a loss by 17 early in the season. But they're starting to be a little better defensive team.
And this is, you know, it's indicative of the types of teams that give the Warriors problem. This is a long team.
Long team.
That, you know, challenges you to take it against that length. And when you do, there's trouble. 7 block shots in the second half. And this is the type of team they're going to see on Sunday.
Yep.
The type of team they'll probably see in a play-in game. The Lakers are that kind of team,
yep,
too. And so they've got to figure this out. They've got to find a way to be better against these teams. I mean, half of it, you know, would have been better. I mean, the Pacers had 10 block shots tonight. Nothing,
yep,
away from the Pacers. Congratulations to Miles Turner, all-time franchise leader. He's been a very good player in this league for a long time, a guy that people don't talk enough about. But, you know, what would you say? 4 of those, maybe 5 of those block shots were when someone just drove in and took it right to a big that, you know, without a fake, without a,
yep,
you know, yeah.
Well, Nelly told me something once, and it still sticks with me today, and I've said it a number of times. Just because you get closer to the rim doesn't mean it's an easier shot. And, you know, you know who you're playing against, and you know those got to be little floaters or, you know, 3-foot layups where you just get it over his arm. You try to take those all the way to the rim, and it becomes a lot tougher. Like, you get to shoot it with a lot more arc, and there's a lot less room for error on those shots. Like, when you shoot it from 3-4 feet, you can shoot it off the backboard and have it come down off the backboard. It'll bank off. But if you're close to the rim, you almost got to shoot it so high that it just skims the backboard. Like, it's hard to use the backboard the closer you get to the rim if you want to put any trajectory on it. And, yeah, you're right. Taking nothing away from him, he did a fantastic job tonight. He was really, really good. I thought Siakam was really good, too. And he didn't have a block shot, but he affected a lot of shots.
Absolutely. Yep.
So they were the better team tonight. They were just the better team. Moved the ball better offensively. How many assists? 31 assists was right about their season average. Warriors 24 assists, only 9 in the second half, which is going to happen when you're not making shots. But
I believe if you don't make shots,
you don't get assists. Yeah, I think that's in the rule book somewhere.
Yes.
I have to look for that. It's hard to get them when you don't make shots. So, and you mentioned having trouble with teams that have length. Orlando's one of those too. Orlando has length.
Yep.
Like, they don't have a big hulking center, but they're long. They got some long dudes on that team.
Well, the two guys that handle the ball the most, especially in crunch time, are like 6'10 and 6'8.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like,
so it's going to be it's important to really go ahead.
I think they need to lock in and win 2 of the first 3 on the road.
I was going to say. Because Charlotte, that's when you better win.
You got to win the last two.
The Memphis game.
Yeah.
You had to win that one. And that's the disappointing part about the homestand. Is the one that, I don't want to say it was a gimme that's disrespecting Memphis, but the kind of the shape they're in right now, that's when you expect to get, if you're even a somewhat quality team at home, which I think the Warriors are. Well, they're under 500 at home, but they're still Memphis. They got that one. The two teams that were kind of toss-up games, they were favored in both, but kind of toss-up, they lose both of those. So now you got to go to try to, and maybe this will work for them, because they've been better on the road than they have at home this year. So maybe getting on the road will be better, but the first game will be important, because you want to kind of get this out of your mouth and feel good about the road trip, and you get one in Minnesota. And you're right, you get 2 out of 3 there, then you could be looking at 4-1 on the road. Because then it's Dallas, Houston, Dallas. Come home for one, which is always tough.
Oof.
You play 5 on the road and come home for one.
Then get up the next morning and fly 3
hours. Yeah, we always hated those as players. Like, just keep us on the road. Now, again, we understand why that game is there. It's a makeup game, but it's still a rough one. It's a lot rougher than you think. And we're going to fly home for one game and then get back on the road. And then you got Houston, who's breathing down your neck. And then back-to-back, you go to Dallas after Houston. So Yeah. I think Sunday's game is going to be really, really important to kind of get the mindset and feeling like, okay, we got that out of the way. We lost 2 out of 3 at home. Let's get on the road. We played really well this year and see if we can get this one.
And it's a big game for Minnesota as well. So
yeah, no, it absolutely. Yeah. Playoff implications for both squads.
All right. You're not going to be on board, I take it.
I'll text you.
No, thank you so much.
I'll see how you're doing.
Yeah.
Say hi to Jim Peterson for me.
I will. I will do that. That will do that. One of our all-time favorites.
Yep, absolutely.
You have a better bond with him because of your teammate bond, but he's a really good guy.
Great guy.
You know what? And if you have League Pass television and you watch the NBA, watch a Minnesota broadcast. You're going to learn something about the game from Jim Peterson.
No, he's absolutely. He is it's fantastic. Great guy. One of my favorite teammates of all time. Kept me out of, I won't say kept me out of trouble, kept me out of more trouble when I was with the when I was with the Warriors. I think I spent more time at his house than I did mine. Well, you know why? He'd buy steaks and grill them up. I go, of course I'm going over there. Are you kidding me? I'm going over there.
You know, the only people who lost in that equation? The lawyers. It's time.
It is time.
All right.
All right, Tim, I'll talk to you.
That's Tom Tolbert. I'm Tim Roy.